This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 3. The wages of sin. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 3. What shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not at all. For we have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. Here is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have all together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. And the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. The verse. Romans 6, verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sin is a topic that many people tend to avoid. Others make light of it. Las Vegas, for example, is sometimes called Sin City, and foods that are tasty but not healthy are often called sinfully delicious or decadent. Sadly, a world that chooses not to reflect seriously on sin does so at its own peril. But what is sin? Sin can be described as having two sides, like a coin. One side of sin involves breaking the commands of God. God's commands are in the Bible. For example, the Ten Commandments and various other passages. The other side of sin involves not living up to God's good purpose for our lives. Jesus summarized our purpose when he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Acting contrary to God's commands and failing to love God and others are the two sides of sin. Sometimes these are called sins of commission and sins of omission. But is sin really that serious? After all, we are only human, some would say. But the Bible is clear. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. But the Bible brings good news as well. While the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Pray with me. Lord God, we confess that every day we sin against you in the things we do and in the things we fail to do. Please forgive us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device.
Business. Leading
emotional.com
business leading